the second page of the table, I think. In the bottom paragraph. So he spoke about knowing Torah Kolim. He said that it's impossible for personal pratim, and that's why knowing Kolim is very important. I want to just speak about something a minute. The Rambam's Mishnah Torah, people think is extraordinary because he has all the halachas and the Gemara put together. That is extraordinary. But the Rambam's huge chiddush is his ability to organize things min haklal laprat. In any sugya you ever learn, if you take the Rambam that deals with that sugya, it's so helpful because if you look at the beginning of the Perek, where's he coming from? In other words, the which halach is it? The one thing I point out in Shir was the Mishnah that on Yud Ches Amud Beis, you would put it into Hilchas Pesha Asa. The Rambam doesn't put it there. The Rambam doesn't put it together with other Peshas. The Rambam puts it under Kivin Shehigit Shuvin Choyza Magid. There's a din Kivin Shehigit that Alcha applies to Star also. The exception is if there is a Pesha Asa. It gives a whole different perspective of understanding where you're coming from, what's going on over here. So understanding where this fits into the big picture is really, really very important. And the learning, like we said last time, unfortunately, a lot of times because you learn by Ian, you stop at a lot of bits and pieces. Many years ago, I was teaching Kasirish the first year, and every Friday I tell them I want an outline of the sugya, start from the topic. What's the topic of the sugya? What are the main? What's the main point being discussed? What's the subpoints? What's the sub-subpoints? Organizing information is an extraordinary exercise in understanding and memela remembering. Somebody once told me, we in yeshiva, there were two bachurim a few years younger than me. One of his name was Yitzhak Berkowitz. Today he's very famous, a big posek and rav, and his knowledge of halacha was incredible. His memory was incredible. But his chavrusa said, the reason why he remembers everything so well is because everything is laid out so well in his mind. Like, everything has a beginning and a middle and an end, and it's coming from someplace, and he has all the pieces put into place. It's very difficult to remember a jumble of stuff. It's much easier to remember when everything clicks into a place, where it's intuitive. It's like, you know, when you have a good site interface on a website, you automatically know what to do. You don't have to remember what button to press where and when. It's automatic the way it's laid out. Okay. Ach, mashayit starach b'idias haklolim, hu adas oysom b'chol gvuleyem u'b'chineseyem k'mesh ha'kasavnu le'el. What we need to know about idias haklolim is to know where they belong, what they are, what the boundaries are. V'afil dvarim shenirim v'tchilo ne'dori ha'tolada. Even yonim that don't seem to make any difference, you need to keep it to keep it in mind. And don't say, well, there's not many nafkiminas come out of this. There can't be something in a klal that does not have a prat coming out of it. So you may not know lechatchila, but when some case arises, you have a point of reference. Even if in certain areas it doesn't make much of a difference, it will make a difference in many other areas. So the klal has to take into account every detail will happen. So that's why the klal has to be formulated very precisely. Try to understand what it is and how it fits with the rest of the picture. And see how these things begin to work out. How something comes from something else and how it goes all the way to the end, then you'll really understand it. So Lamashal, he's going to be giving klolim. That's all. Derech Hashem is klolim, but they're in a progression, and from a Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make a certain type of world, a certain inyanim came about. Because of how these things developed, certain other things came about. So having Bearing in mind that you need to sit and pause at each cloud and think, where's it coming from? What are its limits? What are its boundaries? Where, when, and when, and so on? Then you will see how it unfolds. V'hine, al pi advarim ha'ela, we'll segue to something. You know, when people speak about Kabbalah, the real Kabbalah is meant to be an outline of how the Hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu works. So it's very abstract. It's terms that that are not real. They're just kind of abstract concepts. But the idea is, you can say this Hanhaga causes this, which causes this, causes this. Then when you're dealing with things that are b'metzias, you might be able to peg and see a pattern in what's happening. So al kopanim, this is tachlis here. V'hine, al pi advarim ha'ele chibarach v'karen naim, chiva katan zeh. Based on these klolim, I made the sefer. V'kivanti boi latzil fanecha klole emuna v'aved al burya. And I intended to lay out all the klolim of emuna and avedas Hashem, but oifen shetucha lamer leim al nochem, that you should be able to figure it out precisely. V'yetztayru v'sichach atziya maspik, and you'll have it mapped out well, mutzel min ha'irbu v'amivucha, without confusion. And you'll be able to see their roots and their branches as clear as possible. And hopefully you'll be able to, it'll sit well on you, and you will be able to get it as well as possible. Once you have these klolim settled in, many other areas of Torahs will open up. And you'll be able to figure out all the hidden parts of Torah and so on. V'hine, he says, Nishtadalti l'sad advarim b'sidr shnei l'yoseh nos. I tried to organize it as well as possible. U'b'milois shechashav nesagunos. And the words that I felt fit it best. Los es nechot si osholim advarim e'il ashkemat haskilcha. He said, I put a lot of effort in laying out and using the right words. Al kengam ata, you too, tzorech atadak lekol zeh. V'lishmas kol zeh shmir mu'ula, atintzum mokim shagar lecha. So, somebody once asked Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg, how much can you be medayik rishon? How much can you be medayik sefer, I think. So he answered with as much diuk as the sefer was written. In other words, when a person scribbles off a note, how much can be medayik? From the central message. When a person writes a contract and has a team of lawyers work on it, then every word is put in there for some purpose. And you look at it and you ask yourself, what does it say? What's he trying to say? Why did he phrase it this way? Why did he make the order of it this way? And because someday he's going to use it against you. He means something with it. So the amount of diuk that we put into something is going to be the amount that we use to distill the information. Lehavdol falfei avdolos, Rashi is a pirush that's very short, very precise, very concise. It's very different than, let's say, a ritva, who's a lot more meirich. So a diuk in Rashi goes a lot further because Rashi was medayik a lot more. Rashi wrote a sefer to be as concise as possible and as precise as possible. So when you're looking at the words, you ask yourself, why is he explaining it? What's the point of explaining it? The ritva is less. The ritva is a more general, say, more user-friendly kind of in a certain way, and the same thing's true with the Rambam. The Rambam's words were written, and the Rambam writes that he was extraordinarily focused in writing it as precise as possible. The Rambam was very mishabeach, writing in as few words as compact as possible. So we are doing right when we ask ourselves, why did I leave out a case? Why did he include a case? And so on. So he says, so think about it. Val tevat al shum dikduk, don't let go any dikduk. Pen yis'al m'chon yachreich, because you might miss out something important. Al v'zeh asher taseh, tedak der kol amilus, deshtad lamar al terech anyonim, v'latzo kol amitosam v'sich lecho, v'matzotcho m'noyach asher yitev lecho. Now this is also true. Now we have computers. We have a lot of good mishalom. When you have a picture that's big The resolution is always not fantastic. As it's smaller on the screen, it's the resolution is better and better. And the reason is because you have more and more pixels per square unit. When a person says many words, so it doesn't get such a good picture, because somebody talks for an hour, so I might spill out everything I want, but getting the big picture is difficult. If someone speaks for 3 minutes, it's hard to spill out everything, I won't spill out everything, but it's much easier to get an overall picture. So you magnify something when you want to look at a particular dot, and you lose a little bit of the focus, you lose a little bit the sense of the entire picture, whereas when you condense a picture, you get a much better sense of the entire picture. It's like when you read an outline of a book. So he says, well, that's what I tried to do here. V'nei k'rosi shem ha-sefer derech Hashem k'inu klal midrachav yisbarach shmoi. This is the klal of Darkei Hashem. She'gilu lo nadei neviyov v'idiyonu b'seirasei. U'behem na'aleinu m'nalka v'yesa. Let's discuss the word derech a minute. Since he says to be medayek, we start with the first word. Be medayek, the word derech. What is it, Kabbalah, or any type of Das Hashem? What exactly do we know? You can't know Hashem. Hashem is unknowable. But what we know is the interface between Hashem and us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has something called Hashgacha, which means he is involved in how the world is moving onwards. That's Hashgacha. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is moving things in a certain direction. That is what we can learn about. And so it's just like a computer. I can't know, looking what's inside the computer, what's happening, but I know what's happening on the screen. The screen is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's interface with us. Now, it is called a derech because it's a pattern. It's sort of, when I look at this and this and this and this, it's a pattern. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's interaction with us from Bereishis till Seif Kol HaDeiros is a derech. It's going someplace, and even though the road might wind and sometimes double back and go under and over, but when I put all the pieces together, it's a way how to get from A to B. So that's what a derech is, and that's why when we speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're talking about derech Hashem. To speak about the big picture, of what exists, interaction, and there's a certain logic to this progression. We start with what is, how it's being interacting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically speaks to us through Nevuah, and Chelek V'i is what our response is. if somebody wants to, like everything in Ramchal has many layers, this actually is connected the four letters of Yudkei Vavkei. Ve'ata achi kol mevakesh Hashem pederech hazelech v'Hashem yi'imcha. So Ramchal is, because our marching orders, that we should pay attention very much to what he says, understand them as klolim, understand each point that he's making, that it's written b'diyuk, and so on. Okay, we'll hold it here.